Oops. I got the outro and the intro and the intro and the outro.
That's no good.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Ah, we're back, and this funny voice you hear is actually Brad. That's me. Yes, I have some sort of nasal thing going. We'll work it out though. Stick around. Yeah. No yelling for me.
Oh, or is that going to be your new
That's
voice?
That's my new yell. Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, sorry. That's what that voice sounded like.
This is a Two Fuzzy Bunny show.
John Wilkerson alert.
This is a Two Fuzzy Bunny show. By the way, I got
some voice sounded like. Sorry.
I got some clarification on the Two Fuzzy Bunnies and the Four Fuzzy Bunnies and the One Fuzzy Bunny.
Okay.
Because we said, why is five fuzzy bunnies worse than one fuzzy
bunny?
Right. Five fuzzy bunnies is good, but she said because with five fuzzy bunnies, anybody can take one fuzzy bunny.
Okay.
Anybody can handle one fuzzy bunny.
Yeah.
But not everybody can handle five fuzzy bunnies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it gets to be a lot.
And then other things happen when you have five. When you have five fuzzy bunnies, then all of a sudden you have 10 fuzzy bunnies.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's not child content.
So that's how she came up with that, she said.
Okay.
I think she pulled the fuzzy bunnies out of her butt. But we'll just take her for her word, okay?
And there you have it.
So.
Yeah. What you got for me?
Christmas leftovers. Today
ham,
is
ham,
Christmas leftovers.
Ham and sweet potatoes, and there's a little bit of dressing left in there.
Mm, yummy stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that ham was so good. Faith takes a honey-baked ham, okay?
It's not
spiral cut.
It's not a honey-baked brand.
Not the
ham.
Brand.
No, just a honey-baked ham.
Honey-baked ham. It's spiral cut. You'll have to excuse my slurping on my... If you hear something in my mouth, that's the...
Cough drop.
And you may even get a sniffle here or there. So just if you can't take that, then I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Anyway, she makes a spiral cut ham. And then, but the secret is she makes her own sauce thing, a dipping glaze. The glaze, that's what you call it, right?
It's a glaze, yes.
Oh, she puts heroin and crack in it and stuff. Oh, man. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Dad was in love with it. Anyway. We were just licking the ham. It was great. Well, that's a little gross.
It's good.
You
yeah.
get the idea.
It's sweet.
No, what I meant by Christmas leftovers was stuff that we got, but didn't get in time to put on Christmas shows.
Oh, okay.
And so these were all sent to us before Christmas, but not before we recorded the Christmas shows. Does
gotcha.
That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brad and Faith, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Number one, for ruining the Nutcracker for me.
Sorry.
From now on, I will be
whoops.
I will be permanently scarred for life.
You and me both, buddy. You
yeah,
and me
no
both.
Kidding.
Every time that we watch the Nutcracker and we'll forever think about Nutcracker porn.
Taken out of context, that sounds so bad.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Well,
I watched that with my children and a potato, Brad. A potato.
I can't help it. I don't make this stuff up. It just happens.
Yeah, you do. It just comes out of some weird place in his head.
And the other thing I'd like to say is, Brad, I think you need to...
Yes?
You need to really think about writing a devotional called Spiritual SpongeBob.
Spiritual SpongeBob. That's why I have a podcast.
Yeah.
So I don't have to write Spiritual SpongeBob. There is so much to learn from SpongeBob, you people. If you're not watching SpongeBob, though that's why you have me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so you don't have to watch SpongeBob. You can get the spiritual lessons directly from me. I do have another one in the works.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
And maybe not a devotional, but maybe like a guide for those of us who work with children and ministry and youth, and to be able to use SpongeBob as a part of our ministry. I think.
Well, you can. And here's how you do it. You just take my show and you play and you burn it onto a CD and you just play for them the part you want them to hear.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Why do you got to take credit for everything? Just play. Just put the children down directly in front of me. Skip the nutcracker part, okay?
Yeah, don't put that
Put
down.
The children directly in front of me, and I will talk to them about the spiritual SpongeBob.
Okay.
That would be really cool, and I would be the first person to buy it, most definitely. Think about that.
Oh, buy. Wait. Bye. Did he say buy?
Buy.
Buy.
Somebody's buying something. Hold up a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Put a little love in it. No. Nothing's for sale.
Have a great day.
You too. He's always so positive.
I think I'm a little loud. I think I was clipping a little bit
he's
there.
He's a little positive. He's just
Isn't he so positive
he's
and nice?
Very nice. Nice, nice voice.
You would never know that he wrote such trash. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
By trash, you mean?
I mean that it has cuss words
yeah.
in it.
Yeah. You don't mean that it's bad.
No, it's very good.
I would not put my name with anything that's trash.
That's true. That's true. If you don't know this, Scott Roche, he writes, he's Spiritual Tramp. He has a Spiritual Tramp podcast, but he also writes ArchangelNovel.com. It's an audio podcast. Faith reads for it, as along with Jen Avelia and many others. So you should, I think Dave even.
Did Dave?
I think
really?
I think he had a small part. I think yeah. Scott gave him like
they,
a little.
Did they
know,
kill him off?
Yeah, I think yeah, he gave him like, he was, you know, quick. Man one, you yeah, know, or something yeah. like that, you know, yeah. Just to say, okay, here's something.
For yeah, here's something for you to do.
Hey, squirrels, it's Chipmunk.
Hey, Chipmunk.
Hey, Chipmunk.
Yeah?
Oh, I was calling in to give you guys some good news.
Good news? Good news
good
from
news.
The Chipmunk.
We like good
I
news.
I recently started my own business. Well, I've been having the resources for like, a year, but I was just lazy and never did it. Basically, the business is called Kingdom Customization.
He customizes kingdoms. That is so cool. All you need really is just one customer.
Yeah, yeah.
Two businesses.
He has two businesses.
Hmm.
Kingdoms and customizations.
Kingdom Customization is my business for a custom car. For customizing cars.
Cool.
Audio, video, exterior and interior.
Cool.
You put video on the exterior? How would that work?
Being car related. Mobile installations I can do. And my other business is
yes.
called Kingdom Computer and then Kingdom Computer and Entertainment Solutions. Basically TVs, home theater systems is one. And then computer repair, installation, troubleshooting, networking, and software, hardware upgrades.
When does he have time for all this?
Oh, brother. This sounds like a lot of trouble.
When does he have time for all this?
Reboot.
Doesn't he work like all the time?
Yeah.
And
like
he calls
always
us in
me
the
from
middle
like 8
of the
o'clock
night.
At night, 2 o'clock in the morning.
When does he have time to do all this?
I don't know. Things must be slow at work.
I guess so.
So, yeah, I just started that. I got my business card. I'll mail you guys a copy of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
But yeah,
you can customize the Pacifica. that's one sharp ride, man. But you can go in there and you can just customize it all up and put in some audio, video. You know what we need? We need an iPod connector in there.
Yeah, we do.
Because we have one of those things that broadcasts over a certain band frequency, and that's a big pain in my keister right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to, every time you turn the car on, you got to change it to the right channel
mm-hmm.
on the little band thing. Because it always defaults back to the original. It drives me crazy. And then, until you do that, all you hear is this.
What? Why don't you go get one of those things put in there?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do that in my spare time.
You do that.
Well, I'm waiting for Chipmunk to come do it for me.
No, he's going to come customize it.
I'm hanging off for maybe like 4 or 5 months.
You know what we need? We need an 8-track. He customized an 8-track.
Chipmunk, we need an 8-track installed.
We need an 8-track.
And the 8-track installed into the
And I want a cassette deck put in.
If you get an 8-track, you don't need a cassette deck.
Well, no, I want both.
Why don't you just get a turntable mounted up on the dash?
That's just kind of kicking in, you know. I was like, well, I need some more money. You kept on telling me, you know, you have means of making money. Get off your butt and do it.
There you go.
Referring to, you know, my skills that I possess in terms of what I can do.
I have skills.
Hook up audio systems, install surround sound.
Cool.
Install flat screen TVs. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes the Lord won't give you, but he'll give you the means of making something.
That's right.
Sometimes with our hands, with our minds, you know.
Right.
Ideas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Absolutely.
Well, mm-hmm. Where is my do-rag?
What? What was that?
Where is his do-rag?
He has a do-rag?
He has a do-rag, 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 do.
Doodly-doo.
There it is. So that's what I've been... No, that's a sock, Alvin. Come on.
What? You putting a sock on your head?
We're just going to pause the show now. Beep! We're just going to pause the show now.
Well, he finds his do-rag.
Well, Alvin looks for his do-rag.
Okay.
Where is my do-rag?
A do-rag, do-rag, do.
Where is my do-rag? Here it is. So, yeah, I was calling the... And I've made a... It's like, here's an example. I have three warehouses. One's in California. One's in... One's in New Jersey and one's in Tennessee.
Okay.
So I'm trying to cover as much of the U.S. as I can.
Absolutely.
Really, all my orders are in South Carolina. But, excuse me. Here's an example of what I was able to do. And it's amazing because these prices are crazy. Like, we had a close friend of ours that was graduating from college. So his family, well, their family's closer to our family. They wanted to get him a computer. They were going to go to Walmart and get a baseline Dell for $523, I think.
Yeah.
I was able to get them exact same specs on that computer for $343.
Did you make any money off that, Alvin? You know, the point of being in business is to actually make a little profit.
Yeah, that much of a discount. So I'm just happy that, you know, I'm able to be a blessing to others. So.
There you go. Be a blessing to others.
Everyone likes to be studious with their money if they're just blasting. Well, most of us. If you spend a lot of money, you know, you cannot have to be so wise with it. But yeah, that's just an example of.
It's hard to beat Walmart.
Some of the prices, you know, I'm not no.
Don't let Walmart.
Underground drug lord trying to make some extra cash if that's the sincere business.
Oops. Oh.
What'd you do?
Oh, I accidentally hit stop. Now I have to figure out where I was. It didn't pause it. It stopped it. What? What?
Hey, squirrels. It's Chipmunk.
Oh, no. It ended. No, it just ended.
He
right
hung
there.
Up? Oh, that's him again.
No, it just ended.
What?
The show.
Hey,
the call
squirrels.
Ended halfway through it.
Oh, what'd you do to it?
I didn't do nothing.
Huh.
It just, that was all there was. I thought maybe I actually hit stop, but no, it just, that's where it ended. I don't know. Interesting. What are you doing over there?
Me?
Yes.
Updating my calendar.
Okay, Genevilia. Doing cookies during the show. Do I need to close this?
No.
That's not show related.
It could be.
It's not.
I could be typing in when the show is.
It's not.
How do you know?
Because I know. Because I can see the look on your face. Do you need to close it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Can I finish this, though?
No. We're in the middle of a show.
Oh.
You see the little recording light? You see the little on-air light?
You don't put the on-air light on because you can't see it when it's on.
It's there.
Yeah, but the light's
there.
Not on.
Can you read it? It says on air.
You got me this whole business.
I know
now,
that you're a Google Calendar freak now.
Not a freak.
Yes, I went out there.
It.
I had to turn you off. Do you know that? On my calendar, I turned you off. Because you had so much. It looked like somebody threw up all over my calendar.
I haven't told you I'm a busy person. I have a lot to do.
You got way too much going on. I couldn't see what I was supposed to do.
Because you don't do anything.
But
what
I put on my calendar is important.
What do you do at all? You had like whole entire month of you.
Mm-hmm.
There were three green things on the whole
That's
month.
That's right. And those things were important. And if I had all your crap out there, I can't see my stuff.
I have a lot of things to remember to do.
Okay. Are you done? Can we close that now? Can we get on? Okay.
What it?
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Chris from the Jesus Geeks podcast.
Chris
I'm
Martins.
Calling in about your discussion on that
okay.
Pina colada song.
Whatever. Pina colada song.
I am actually
going
to take Faith's side in this, and that is really, if you get down to it, a pretty bad song.
Thank you.
Not a good message to send.
No. I like pina colada. Well, I can really sing with this voice. If you like piña coladas.
Oh, boy.
And walking in the rain.
It's showing breakdown of communications and relationships and going behind your back, trying to find somebody else. Yeah, it's pretty
bad. I completely agree. I was just making the point that it wasn't worse than Pretty Woman.
Hmm?
That was my point.
It's not a good song because, let's face it, they were a bad tree. And, you know, the Bible says you can't get a good fruit from a bad tree. So, I don't.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Faith on this one, Brad. Sorry, dude. You're wrong. Bad song. Talk to you later, man. Bye.
Ha ha.
Ha ha
ha.
I'll take you both on with the song business. Okay? Because I know good songs when I hear them. And
that's
that has stuck
one.
Around for 20 years for a reason.
Well, it may be that it's a catchy song, but the content is not good. You know, this thing, it lets you do every Monday through Friday. And then it lets you do like every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it lets you do like every Tuesday and Thursday. But it doesn't have a selection. Does it have a selection like where you can do Monday, Thursday, Friday?
No.
Well, what if I only have things that I do Monday, Thursday, Friday?
I need you
to do that every week.
I can't help you. Not right now anyway. Because we're in the middle of a show. Do you see the on-air light?
No, it's not on.
It's written right there.
This is very frustrating.
So Dave Avila is like after me now because he got his insanity sauce.
Yeah.
Everybody who listens to this show should listen to the Dave Avila show on Wednesday, which is, I think, tomorrow. Yes.
The Jen and Dave show.
The Jen and Dave, which is at thejenanddaveshow.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you should, even if you don't like their show, even for some weird reason you're into us but not into them, you need to listen to their show.
You would like them.
You need to listen to the show on Wednesday because that's the day I get Dave. the Brad revenge is struck upon Dave. So there you go. The war has started.
Hello there, Two Blind Squirrels. This is Elvis calling you from heaven. I'm on the payphone and there's a big old long line. And Peter over here and Paul, they've been bothering me. But I've been waiting in line just to call you and just let you know that I really love your show. And I just want to sing you just a little song right now. I don't know how well it's going to be. I had a little cold. It's not as bad as cold on Earth. But, you know, we just don't have HMOs up here in heaven. Thank heaven. Okay, here we go.
Oh, brother.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Chipmunk. I have a blue chipmunk.
I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Oh, yeah.
Decorations of red on a green big old Christmas tree. It just won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes, they start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. Can't you hear them, baby? You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I have a blue Christmas.
Boy. Oh, yeah. Sing
well, I
tell
you what, I want to end the song right there because if I sing any more, yeah. Somebody's going to have to pay some kind of royalty rights, and I really don't want that problem.
Why would he have to pay royalty rights to himself?
I don't know.
Listen, now,
that's how it makes
I really want you to know that I really appreciate your show.
That just tells you how good the Colonel is right there.
If Elvis
has to pay royalty to himself.
In heaven.
In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good the Colonel is.
Mm-hmm.
Except when iTunes messes up my iPod and I can't download it and I get really mad and I call customer service and they're just really not nice to me. I try and explain as Elvis Presley the King. Not the King of Kings, just Elvis the King, and they don't even want to talk to me. They're real mean and real bad, and I don't like
that. That's not good at all.
But anyway, I just pray for them.
Apple is bad to you?
No
Apple's
way.
Not good?
I've never heard that before.
Because you know that's what I need to do. Please, Brad and Faith, have a wonderful happy holidays, wonderful Christmas season, wonderful New Year's, a wonderful happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I didn't call you then, but I just wanted to know I was wishing you
a
happy Thanksgiving,
it,
too. So anyway, happy Arbor Day. I'll just throw that in
okay.
there.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day. Okay.
You always forget that. No one ever says happy Arbor Day.
No, they don't.
No one remembers, and it's really bad.
I'll try to remember.
But anyway,
that.
Elvis the King, not the King of Kings, but just Elvis the King wants you to know,
yes.
have a happy holiday, and take
happy
care of yourself.
Thank you.
And I
you
love
too.
You. Now, I got to get your phone up.
Okay.
Because, you know, people are in the line. I
got
to go.
I got you.
Bye-bye now, baby.
Okay. Bye-bye, baby.
Bye-bye, baby.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I tell you.
He was holding up the line in heaven.
That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot to lay on a man.
It is.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Was that Elvis?
It was.
Oh, boy. I missed Elvis.
You did.
Oh, bugger, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You don't?
No. I love Elvis.
You do?
I do. I got a little frog in my throat.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, you be outside too much? A little cold?
I was outside, you know, at Christmas. Fricassee in one of them turkeys.
Yeah, fricassee in one of the turkeys, yeah.
And kind of got a little messed up my throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't supposed to, like, boil them things when they're frozen.
Mm-mm.
They'll explode.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody told me that.
Oh, well, that can't be good.
Boil? No. Hot boiling oil all over everything. Not good, not good.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I can't talk. But listen, I did want to tell you one thing, okay? I wanted to let everybody know that they need to, you know, what do you do with your Christmas cards?
What do you mean?
After Christmas, what do you do with your Christmas cards?
Well,
you don't usually end up throwing them away.
I don't. I save them for the next year and then I throw them away. I do. Actually, I save all the pictures and put them in my photo album.
The pictures, sure. I don't want the pictures. I just want the Christmas cards.
If they're pretty cards, yep. I keep those because Helen uses them for craft stuff.
Oh, okay. But all the rest of them, you're going to throw away. I need those.
Well, why?
For
you
my
don't
business.
Don't do crafts.
No, for my business.
What's that?
Used holiday cards.
But nobody wants used holiday cards. What are you going to do? White out the names?
Yeah. Yeah, I go in and I gently remove the names.
Uh-huh. The
and,
signatures, yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
And then you can resend and I resell them.
Is that a big business?
At the bait shop.
You make a lot of money?
No, not a lot of business, but, you know, it's 100% profit, so, you know.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
No, I guess not.
Most of the stuff I sell is 100% profit.
Yeah, it's all used, yeah.
It's all pretty much free. Except goat milk. Goat milk's expensive.
It is.
Well, you know,
how is that?
Time
all you
and
do
labor.
Is milk the goat.
Time and labor. Time and labor. My time is worth it. Time is money.
Oh, okay. I didn't think you had
you know
a lot
what I'm
of,
saying. Hey, you know, New Year's is coming up.
It is.
Just a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
I went to see my doctor for my yearly.
I thought you were leaving because your throat hurt and all.
Well, I went to see my doctor for my yearly checkup.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he said I was the perfect weight.
The perfect weight.
I was the perfect weight.
I don't think I believe that.
He said I was 11 feet too short, but I was the perfect weight. All right, I'll see y'all later.
That was a pretty good one. Got you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
11 feet too short.
Did I play this one?
Hi, Brad. Hi, Faith. This is Scott Roche just calling to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I wanted to tell you that I enjoy your show a great deal. And I look forward to what you guys are going to bring out in 2009.
What?
He thinks we're going to bring something new. We're just going to play last year's shows all over again.
And Faith, I wanted to thank you for your help on Legion. And I just wanted to say that I hope that you guys get some good time off over the holidays.
I thought you were reading for Archangel novel. No, you're reading for Legion. The other, oh, see, I get so confused. He's got so many projects. And that other guy, the Elvis guy that called, that's Jeff Romy. You talk about a lot of projects.
Yeah.
Good Lord. He's got like 50 RSS feeds. You can't even figure out what you want. He's like the Walmart of podcasting.
What you want?
Want.
Say that. What was that? You've been hanging around your... your Texas friends.
My Texas friends.
I always know when he's been to breakfast with certain people because he comes home going, I can't do that. I can't.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't.
So you read.
I won't.
So you read for the audiobook Legion.
Very good.
There you go.
See, you are a podcaster, and if you are on airwaves, you're supposed to have no accent at all.
Really?
That's what the news people try to do, right?
Do I look like a news person?
No, but you are on air. See the sign? Look at the thing. The lights up there. Yeah, on air.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you?
To recharge your batteries and connect with friends and family. We'll see you guys on Twitter, and thanks for all you do. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, Scott.
Does he see me on Twitter? You take pictures of me or something, put them on Twitter, because I'm not on Twitter.
I keep everybody
nor
updated.
Nor am I on Facebook.
I keep everybody updated as to what's going on.
You do?
I do.
With what? Like what?
Twitter. I Twittered, like, you know, pictures of Christmas and stuff.
Like what?
I don't remember. Just like a picture of... I don't even remember now.
Okay.
Pictures of you when you weren't looking?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding. She's all paranoid.
You know better than that.
She's all paranoid.
I'm not paranoid.
You're paranoid about it a little
I'm
bit.
Not.
Just a little bit. A little bit about people seeing you when you don't. She has to approve all pictures.
Do not.
Listen to you. Oh, there's going to be hell to pay when this show's over. Okay. So I guess that's it. I can't prolong it anymore. I'm gonna have to end the show.
Oh, what do you mean you can't prolong it? Because you got to tell me how to figure out how to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I'm not doing Tuesday, Wednesday,
Monday,
Thursday.
Thursday, Friday.
I'm not doing Monday, Thursday.
You know they think people only do things Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I got things that happen different days of the week here. I got to find out that there's no choice. And if I have to go in every stinking time and put in a new thing, then this is not going to work for me. So that's all I have to say about that.
Vios con Dios and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We will return to our regular podcasting schedule very soon, as soon as the holidays are over. And my voice returns.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.